going to do the things that someone else did. And when you're asked to help, remember to depend that we can't depend on someone else anymore. It was just something I had read a few months ago, and there's a bit of humor to it, but also a bit of conviction in that, and even to myself. I don't know how many times I've driven down the road and you see somebody, in a car broke down or something. Oh, someone else will do it. Someone else will come by and help them. I think sometimes, at least for me anyway, it's driven perhaps out of fear. What if they are a mass murderer or something like that? You know, unrealistic. You know, what are the odds of something like that? But sometimes it's just time. I don't have the time, or don't think I have the time, to show perhaps the same grace that has been extended to me. So just a challenge. I know there's a number of things. Michelle, you had talked about the puppets, and we've talked about that some length. I know our sound booth guys and our greeter list, that just came out here last week or so. There's vacancies to be filled, and we like to be two or three deep in things. And the challenge to all of us, and even to me, is that let's not expect someone else is going to fill the spot that perhaps God is laying on our heart. And maybe, you know, as I was thinking through some of that this week, maybe it's just God needs you to be plugged in there to teach you something at the moment, to challenge you, to stretch you in some way. I talk often of our TNT boys and the fact that that was not my gift in teaching children. And my wife is laughing in the back pew because she knows that that's not my gift. That's why God paired us together, because that's her department. But for 8 years, I did it. And I don't say that to puff me up. That's not to, oh, look at me. It's just a challenge to each of us that, you know, it may not be necessarily our skill set, but can we be faithfully obedient and filling out the call or carrying out the call of God and just simply serving one another in whatever capacity that means. And sometimes that's simply humility, pushing ourselves aside to be able to fill that. So just a challenge to step up. And I'm so thankful, though, for this church. And I echo the thoughts and comments of so many of you that what a blessing it is to be a part of this body. I know my folks have made that comment time and time again as they have come up, that it feels like home here for them. They used to go to a little Baptist church when I was younger, and every time they come back here, they comment, it feels like home, like it did back in those days when they attended that, and the closeness of people and the willingness to love on one another. So let's keep that up in the year to come as we serve one another, okay? All right. Let's sing our last song. Can we do, I don't know how many verses it is. 3. Let's just do 2 verses of our last song, and then we'll have our benediction.
Do verse 1 and 4.
Pillows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings. Discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see.